I'm sure it'll just be a pain in your hide, George.
You be careful, because I'll see you around Rehoboth.
You don't know
how to hunt. Okie dokie.
Then they were on.
Are we okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Rob. What are we doing, guys? Let's get it up, down, in between, voluntary, or throw it in the trash.
To read some language.
Right in front of the building. Right in front of the court.
Okay.
Park right in front of the courthouse, the county building.
You wanted me to read a new lead-in sentence on the first
right out front
page
of the building,
that would be take the place of the two lines under subparagraph three.
Yes.
That now says county planning and zoning commission shall determine following the requirements are met before approving any clusters developed.
I got to go.
The language that I've come up with to address Mr. Phillips' concern with in respect to any cluster subdivision application that is submitted after the date of this amendment, if the applicant voluntarily elects to comply with the superior design criteria contained in this amendment, commission shall determine that the following requirements are met before approving said cluster development application, and such application shall be approved on an expedited review basis.
Everybody happy with that?
Yeah. And there's one other change. While I was outside eating a donut, it struck me that we had a word here that's wrong. And that word on page 3, number 5, says stormwater management shall be designed to promote groundwater recharge and protect groundwater quality. That should be surface water quality, not groundwater quality.
Okay.
So if we change that groundwater ground to just surface.
Well, it says to promote groundwater recharge and
protect.
Vince prepared this, but it sounded like he meant to refer to groundwater in both situations. Do you?
I think Vince made a mistake.
What are you saying, Dale? Surface water?
Yes.
Surface. You're talking stormwater management now, George.
Why would you be concerned about the quality of surface water?
Well, you're not. How's it protecting? How's it? How's improving groundwater quality if it's going, in a stormwater management pond?
Because the way they're designed.
Just to not let it get to that area.
But if it goes in there, then
it doesn't mingle with.
Some of them have liners, Dale. Some of them have like certain rocks that the water runs from that to another thing, and each time it goes through these different stages, before it goes into the ground.
Water quality, not quantity.
I mean, is there a problem with the way it's written?
Water quality. I mean, does that make sense to say groundwater quality?
Well, after the water goes out of a stormwater retention pond, it's supposedly
sediment goes and settles.
The sediment stays in the pond, and the water as it goes through the series of outfalls and everything, it's pure, it's better, it's cleaner. And so if it goes...
So it's a consensus that groundwater sounds better
than
surface?
I don't know.
I think that's what the intention was, that anything that gets into the groundwater should be, you know...
That needs the most protection is groundwater, because once we get it contaminated, it's very difficult to clean it up. Surface water, you can always clean up.
Okay.
I think the argument is once you crack the surface, it's like you're doing that burrow pit.
You got problems.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Leave it like it is.
I don't see any problem.
I have no.
It is.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry, I ate a donut.
All right.
Question. Ask question.
Sorry, Sam.
Forgive me.
Some people can't understand. You're over our head.
Sorry, Sam. I tried.
It wasn't cream filled, guys.
Jimmy's on it. We got it through. If you'd have put Jimmy's on it, Sam.
Have we ever acted on the commission's recommendation yet?
No.
Not yet.
No.
Just to remind you.
It's been rewrote.
I'll make a motion we defer.
There you go.
That's why I said in the beginning, Mr. Lank, that we took the ordinance, we took Kevin's, CIB, and all this thing we heard at the public hearing, and Mr. Jones and I spent a few hours on this Saturday afternoon until after dark, and we'd come up with a clean copy, and that's what I wanted to make sure all you guys understood that, that we saved the county all this money, because we didn't charge you, the county, for doing all this legal work.
Yeah, George, Jim Jobs in trouble. I can tell you that right now.
Mr.
We're going to bang that boys out after.
I move we
we amend the ordinance to reflect the provisions articulated in the ordinance presented by Councilman Cole and, or Councilman Jones and Dukes, in addition to the amendment Mr. Griffin just articulated regarding this being voluntary.
I'll second that motion, and I feel, have we addressed the commission's comments? I mean,
well, there's one specifically I reference in that. It's would be on page 3 under number 4. It says a planning plan shall be submitted for council review and approval. Should have been the commission. That was one item.
Would you tell me again what that is?
We did take
under number 4.
Number 4, the last line, says a planning plan shall be submitted for council review and approval. It should have been the commission. That was a recommendation from the commission.
Mm-hmm. That's taken out.
That came out. We considered that, yes.
Well, I'm looking at the wrong one then. I got too many copies here.
They don't even have a planning plan, right? Dale,
okay,
yours didn't even reference a planning plan.
No, it doesn't.
Next one.
Okay, what's your next
one? We tried to keep it. Just
trying to see if they're done.
It's like making Scrapple.
Yeah, I know.
If you saw the way they made Scrapple, you wouldn't need it.
Well,
you saw the way we're voting,
or
the way we're putting together, you wouldn't want to adopt it.
We do have a motion and second. Okay, Lawrence, are you just making sure we're cool down there?
I just want to make sure the commission's comments were given consideration.
I know you did
on the percentage. I know you did on the yield. I know you did on the. You've corrected the word commission from council. I was looking for the other one.
Cutting room floor.
Well, I have a question.
Okay, Mr.
Back since the qualifier was in, the motion includes the qualifier language about this being voluntary, so that leaves the yield language as it was, except for the changes Mr. Dukes had explained. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, is making it voluntary in conflict with the title, where it's we were looking to find some superior design for, you know, our subdivision ordinance and things, and their cluster housing. And we were providing some criteria, and it wasn't the intent to be voluntary. Now, all of a sudden, this voluntary thing has got me thrown for a loop. I don't really still quite grasp that.
Well, it says to provide criteria. We have provided criteria if the motion...
But for determining whether a preliminary cluster subdivision plan provides... So it's not like it's a voluntary thing. It's another type of development. We were trying to bring in higher standards to what we do, and what we've done is now got door number 3.
Well,
we haven't done what we started out to do. So my only question is, Jim, we've deviated from the title by adding the word voluntary? We're not doing what we were what the title says.
Well, you have provided criteria, but.
Before another option.
The amendment says that they are voluntary criteria that people can elect whether they want to use that in return for getting...
All right, I'm still having a difficult time.
Bewildered. You're bewildered.
Okay. I am bewildered.
You are. I mean...
What are you laughing at, Sam?
You're a big wilder.
You're a little wilder.
I just...
Yes. Fans.
And the only one question I have, and certainly Dale and I spent a lot of time on this, and you know.
But you guys weren't looking at voluntary either, when you did your.
Correct. Bless you.
Get the
Was that you, Dan?
Get the defibrillator out.
You're excused.
No, we were not.
That's what I mean. So I'm just saying, we've all of a sudden, in the last minute here, at the 11th hour, at the 6 o'clock hour, we have changed the direction of this ordinance. So I don't know if that concerns anybody else. I don't know where I'm going with this now.
You better abstain.
I guess
no. I don't know. I don't know if you do either. I know where you're going. You're going to Lewis or Milton.
I think it would
take, retire.
What pension?
I mean, for me, Mr. Cole, it's very clear. Either we move forward on a voluntary basis and I support it, or we make it mandatory and I oppose it. Now, if you want to.
Well, I don't know if that's well. Yeah, I mean, I would rather try to make it where we bring in these superior designs to our subdivision.
Well, if we offer them enough incentive, I think they'll do that. That's what we've done.
All right, I don't know.
I give them a little quicker review.
We're 18 months out now.
I guess some of the concerns that by doing this as a voluntary, and not that I'm in favor of Certainly, we worked on it. And if there's issues, I'm certainly willing to work on more, but this is the whole enchilada. I talked to somebody during a couple people, and they were concerned that we are setting another standard for the cluster subdivision, so that they might, well, in our ordinance right now, it does say superior design. This ordinance was supposed to describe what superior design is.
Right.
Period. And
now it's a voluntary thing.
Now, if it's voluntary, the commission is still sitting out there, even though I know, Vance, you said open space is certainly is superior, which it is. The open space in the cluster is certainly more, you know. So I don't know if my state is moving forward, maybe to let it see where it shakes. I don't know if it would be better to defer it.
Here's a question for you.
You should look at this like a pilot project.
Here's a question.
This is a pilot project. This gives developers the opportunity to try this out. And over the next year, P&Z is going to get some applications, and they're going to learn a lot about a lot of things in here that really I think we haven't given full consideration. And I don't think you could really give it full consideration without actually trying it. So why create a whole new mandatory regulation without being sure that it's right?
I'm not arguing.
I just think that planning and zoning looked at this not as a voluntary program. We started out until just now, the last minute. Dale, you two guys revised it not as a voluntary program. All of a sudden, now it's a voluntary program. That's the only part that concerns me. I think we've had a major change in where we were, the direction we all thought we were going in. So the consensus we all had half hour ago changed. I have problems with it. So I don't know whether we should just again defer on it,
like
send it back to P&Z, and let them look at it. What is their position on this as a voluntary program?
It's like the super green. Is that mandatory?
No,
it's voluntarily. Okay. And they say only 5% will ever reach that plateau. Mm-hmm. So, to me, this is the same thing. It's a voluntary thing. I never, honestly, Mr. Cole, I never thought this was going to be mandatory. I mean,
different did it one. This one did this as an ordinance, and the other was a policy.
Okay.
You made the motion. I second the motion to adopt it.
Okay. You adopt it as a voluntary?
Yes. That was the motion.
Okay.
Motion to adopt, Dale?
That's what Mr. Phillips made the motion to adopt, and Mr. Griffin read the sentence in there that he put in there, making it voluntarily.
Can we amend it to make it effective 1/1/09?
Oh, definitely.
And then that it will only apply to applications received after that effective date. So we need to put those two disclaimers in there. So if somebody want to modify that motion?
Oh,
it's your motion, I think.
I don't have a problem with amending the motion to reflect.
That's as recommended by Mr. Lank.
You just say any applications received after January 1st, 2009.
Well, I don't know what the big deal is. Hell, if it's voluntary, it don't make any difference anyway. You know, what's the big deal?
Well, he just passed me that note.
I just thought
I'm just trying to follow orders.
I got you.
Lawrence tells me to do something, I do it.
One more question.
Okay.
Tim, should I clarify that by implementing this, if this passes, that because our current cluster ordinance references superior design, it is not a reference to this ordinance? Because I don't want this ordinance somehow to be perverted into applying to the current cluster ordinance.
You could, if you want. It could simply be added to the end of that lead-in sentence I read. What do you want to say? You'd have to go back and withdraw the motion in the second.
I don't think it would be that. It's a voluntary program. I don't think it's going to be that confusing if it's going
to
be voluntary.
The question to you is, if we enact this, even as a voluntary.
This is a standalone, is what you're saying.
This is definitely a standalone. This is not a new definition across the board in this county for superior design that could reflect on other types of applications. The criteria for a current cluster subdivision is very clear.
this revision is only for a part of that cluster ordinance. Not
early tonight, buddy.
Poor Joan.
Have we clarified that? Are we good to go?
Superior design in a cluster ordinance references things like the open space requirement and the other things that are required per code, not these subjective elements which have creeped into the decision-making process of planning and zoning that we've had to overturn for the last 2 months. So I'm waiting for Jim to read what he's written down.
Okay.
He's scratching. Cool. He's scratching. Another 5-minute break?
No. I can't get you back for 10 minutes.
Had to eat another donut.
No. I make a motion we defer on the grant request.
No. You're out of order, Mr. Cole.
You're out of order.
Are you going to vote
no? I'm waiting for a vote.
Are you going to vote no for grant request?
I might vote no for grant request tonight. I'm getting mad.
You are? Hey, we still got another case yet, so don't get too far.
My highlighter dried up. Rob won't give me
you can leave if you want.
I might.
You got that basketball game 45.
That's right. You better go. I think you better leave. Hey,
tip off. I'm going to be there. Tip off.
How do you want to vote?
The superior design criteria contained in this amendment shall not apply to applications submitted under the terms of the cluster ordinance as that ordinance existed prior to the date of this amendment.
I think that catches.
Okay, boys and girls.
You heard the motion.
That's the motion. Is there a second to it?
Second.
It's moved to second. It's adopt a voluntary ordinance of superior design as stated. I guess, is that the proper wording?
Does that work for you, Jim?
We adopt it with Mr. Dukes's and Mr. Griffin's amendments.
Well, not my amendments.
As articulated,
I don't have any authority to amend anything.
Oh, come on, Jim, you want to jump in?
To make it voluntary, making it effective January 1, 2009.
I'm not sure about that. Was that the date we put in?
There was a consensus for that, yes.
January 1st, 2009.
And that the superior design criteria contained in this amendment shall not apply to applications under the terms of the cluster ordinance as that ordinance existed prior to the date of this amendment.
Good job. Where have you been?
She's still froggy after 8 hours.
Just got my second wind.
All right. She wasn't had a Coke. Right, Your Honor? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes. Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, that's a miracle.
One more.
Okay, one more, and then grant request.